A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Marlins Park, 3-4 this weekend between the Marlins and the Braves. It was a matchup between a pair of right-handers and Lucas Sims and Odrysimer Despaigne. And with the recap, as always, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, for more than 25,000 fans here at Marlins Park, game number 161 was quite an entertaining night at the ballpark. Marlins erupted early, 5 in the first, their biggest first inning of the year, in all 10 runs on 18 hits en route to an easy 10-2 win over the Atlanta Braves. 161 down and one to go. The Marlins dug themselves a big early hole last night. They trailed the Braves 4-0 after one, 5-0 after two, came back to win 6-5. In this one, they did the shoveling in the first. They jumped on Atlanta starter Lucas Sims in a hurry. D. Gordon, a leadoff double. He took third base on a ground out by Giancarlo. Christian Yelich then worked a walk. And with Marlins at the corners, Justin Bour gave Miami the first inning lead.
Bour sends one high into the air to left. D's going to tag. Here comes the catch by Jace Peterson. Here comes D. Gordon speeding across home plate. 1-0 Marlins on Justin Bour's 83rd RBI of the year, a sac fly.
For D. Gordon, his 112th run scored of the season. For Bour, RBI number 83 in just 107 games, with all the time he missed in the disabled list. Christian Yelich then stole second. Brian Anderson worked a walk. Marlins had two men on with two outs in the first inning. Went up step, Derek Dietrich.
Here's the 2-0 pitch. Dietrich swings, powers the ball high into the air. Is it going to stay fair? Down the line she goes. It is up, up and away. A home run for Derek Dietrich. Dietrich with a 3-run homer, cashing in a couple of walks. And a 4-0 first inning Marlins lead.
Then after an A.J. Ellis single, the start of a big night for shortstop Miguel Rojas.
Sims to the plate. And Rojas smacks a ball hard out into the gap in left center. That's going to roll to the base of the home run sculpture. Coming around third is A.J. Ellis. Digging for third is Miguel Rojas. He is in there with his second triple of the season. And the Marlins have taken a 5-0 lead here in the first. And the ninth batter of the inning will be coming to the plate.
That ninth man was the pitcher, Odrysimer Despaigne. Despaigne grounded to third, so finally Lucas Sims was out of that first. Miami scored 5 runs on 4 hits. It was a 33-pitch first inning for Sims. The biggest first inning of the season for the Marlins. They had scored 4 in the first 8 times. They score 5 in the first tonight. That big first inning, our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. Marlins kept on keeping on in the second inning against Lucas Sims. D. Gordon, a bunt hit to get things started. He then stole second base, stolen base number 59 to tie Billy Hamilton for the Major League lead. D. tried to steal third, but he was thrown out when he overslid the bag. Had the base stolen, but he came off the bag. He was tagged out 2-5. There were two outs in the inning after Giancarlo Stanton grounded out. Christian Yelich then worked a walk. Justin Bour singled, so suddenly two on with two out for Brian Anderson.
Sims back with the next one. Anderson lines the ball down the left field line. That's into the corner. Home to score is Yelich. Bour is on his way to third. The throw is cut. Bour's safe at third on a double to the left field corner by Brian Anderson. And the Marlins pick up another run and have a 6-0 lead.
That second inning would be the end of the night for Lucas Sims. Sims in two innings tonight. Allowed 7 hits and 6 runs, all earned. He walked 4, struck out 1. Allowed the home run to Derek Dietrich for Lucas Sims, 60 pitches, 34 strikes. Fort Lauderdale's Luke Jackson came on to pitch the third inning. Miguel Rojas singled. The pitcher Odrysimer Despaigne singled. D. Gordon reached on a fielder's choice, and D. stole second base, his 60th steal of the season. D. Gordon takes over the Major League lead with steal number 60 on the year. It was a milestone steal in this regard for Gordon as well. He becomes the third player in Marlins history with, let me get back to that milestone for D. We're going to save that for a little bit later on. Marlins didn't score in that third inning, and it was still 6-0. Would stay that way into the fifth inning. Luke Jackson still out there to start the fifth inning. Allowed a base hit to Miguel Rojas, who at that point was 3-for-3 in the game. With one out, D. Gordon singled, putting Marlins at first and second for Giancarlo Stanton.
Here's the 0-1. Stanton swings. Ground ball, base hit through the right side. Coming around third Miguel Rojas digging for third. Gordon safe there, sliding in at second, and out at second, Giancarlo Stanton. A hit and an RBI, and then out at second. He knocked in a run. The Marlins lead 7-0, and Giancarlo picked up RBI number 131.
And at the moment, up to this very moment, Stanton now leads the major leagues in RBIs, one ahead of Nolan Arenado, who's yet to knock one in for the Rockies tonight. By the way, D. Gordon with the hit that preceded the Stanton hit, that was his 200th hit of the season for the Marlins. Second time in his career he's gotten 200 hits. Congratulations to D. 60 steals and 200 hits. A couple of milestones recorded here tonight. So Stanton's RBI single chased Luke Jackson from the game. Lefty Ian Kroll came on to face Christian Yelich.
Jackson's responsible for D. Gordon at third base. He's given up a run in this inning, and Kroll delivers, and there's a ground ball base hit and an RBI for Christian Yelich. The Marlins now lead 8-0, and Yelly picks up his 81st run batted in. D. Gordon scores for the second time tonight, and the Marlins now lead 8-0 in inning number 5.
And Odrysmer Despaigne rolled on with that 8-0 lead into the 7th inning. When he got Tyler Flowers to fly to left leading off the 7th, he had set down 12 in a row, and Despaigne was working on a 3-hit shutout. But the Braves' bats finally came alive against him in the 7th. Lane Adams, a 1-out double. He went to 3rd in a single by Rio Ruiz and scored on a base hit by Dansby Swanson. Two batters later, pinch hitter Matt Adams had an RBI single, and it was an 8-2 game. Despaigne, though, got a fly ball to center from Ozzie Albies and was out of the 7th. With that 8-2 lead. The 7th inning, the final inning for Odrysmer Despaigne. He gave up 2 runs on 7 hits over 7 tonight. Walked 1, struck out 6. Again, he exited with the Marlins on top 8-2. Miami tacked on 2 more against Matt Whistler in their half of the 8th with 1 out. Brian Anderson singled. Anderson with his second big league 3-hit game. He went 3-for-4 in this one tonight. Derek Dietrich hit by a pitch for the 18th time this year. When A.J. Ellis delivered an infield hit, Marlins had the bases loaded with 1 out. Miguel Rojas came up. He had gone 4 for his first 4 tonight with 2 singles, a double, a triple. He had a chance to homer for a cycle. It would have been a grand slam, but he flew out to left for the second out of the inning. But not to fear, Marlins weren't done because with the bases loaded and 2 outs, upstep pinch hitter Tyler Moore. Pitch to Moore, ground ball left side. It's going to get through into left field, base hit. That'll score 1. And that's all it'll score. 9-2 Marlins. Freddy Gonzalez was waving Derek Dietrich. But Dietrich held up. He's arguing he was interfered with, and that's why he slammed on the brakes. He's talking to Tom Halley in the third base umpire. We'll get another look at it as Ichiro gets set to bat. And they're going to give him the plate. He's going to score. He will be awarded the plate on the defensive obstruction. So it's a 2-run single off the bench for Tyler Moore, and it's a 10-2 Marlin lead. And in the process, because of that defensive interference and error charge to Rio Ruiz, Marlins extend the lead to 10-2, and 10-2 is how this one ends after Despaigne went the first 7. Chris O'Grady pitched a scoreless 8th inning, and Brian Ellington got the final 3 outs in the 9th as the Marlins win their 3rd straight over the Braves. From Miami, 10 runs, 18 hits, no errors, 12 men left. For Atlanta, 2 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, Braves strand 7. Odrysmer Despaigne, the winning pitcher, he's 2-3. Lucas Sims, the loser, 3-6. Time of the game, 2 hours, 59 minutes. Didn't think we'd get in less than 3 hours, did you? Attendance, 25,264 here at Marlins Park tonight. The Marlins have won 3 straight from Atlanta. It is the first time they've beaten the Braves 3 in a row since they ended the 2015 season with 7 straight wins over the Braves. Miami now 77-84 with 1 game remaining. The Marlins 42-35 here at Marlins Park. They have matched their team record for most wins at Marlins Park, and they've got 1 more to go tomorrow, the season finale at 3:10. The Braves, meanwhile, have lost 6 in a row. They've dropped 11-15. They lose their 90th game for the 3rd straight year, 71-90 with this setback. They're 34-46 on the road.
Convincing win for the Marlins over the Braves. They take the first 3. One final game in the 2017 regular season. Kept it up from Marlins Park at 3:10 this afternoon. D. Gordon collected his 200th regular season hit last night. He collected his 60th stolen base here in the regular season. We caught up with the Marlins second baseman postgame. D, I know this is a team game, but you're 3-for-4 tonight. You collect your 200th hit here in the regular season. What does that number mean to you?
It means a lot. It's a historic number. But like I said, more importantly, I mean, I was getting on base, you know, for the guys. And, you know, I didn't come out of the gates too strong. So, you know, to put together this year's pretty good, pretty cool.
When you say you didn't come out of the gates too strong, did you put added pressure on yourself to turn things around a little bit maybe?
Yeah, I was trying to do too much a little earlier, man, just trying to be something I want. I wasn't at the beginning, but, you know, the guys stuck with me, the manager stuck with me, and I'm just thankful that they did.
Speaking of your manager, did he try to take you out of one of these games this weekend? He told us this afternoon you looked at him like he had three heads when he said you were going to get a day off.
Yeah, I looked at him like he was crazy, and I didn't want to be disrespectful or nothing, but I didn't want to, skip. I can't do that.
60 steals, what's that mean?
It means a lot. You know, I haven't had that many since 2014, so to be able to get it this year is pretty cool.
It's probably a little thought-provoking, but how would you sum up this 2017 season, D?
It's been tough, man. We didn't play as well as we wanted to, but you know what, man? Going into 2018, you know, we're going to see what direction we go in and go play hard.
You're good, man. We always appreciate the time. Congratulations on all your achievements. Let's go get a few more tomorrow, shall we?
Yes, sir.
D. Gordon with a lot to prove entering the 2017 season, and he has proved all of that and more. The 2017 regular season finale coming up at 3:10 this afternoon. Jose Ureña is on the mound for the Marlins. He'll be bidding for his 15th win this season. We'll be on the air at 2:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.